Those Native Americans meet the dead as the dead only can. She like Aurora, goddess of the dawn, sees in the old man. Tithonus, immortal but without youth. What life scorns, she conceals in her own concealment. The strength of youth doomed to pay all the prices, and able to and willing to, like Helios, child of the sun. She is the mortal form of the sexless bee, who in shimmering white dress and druid mortality is but her graven image. She rathers the cradle, the niche, the ditch of blood and life and rapid blind existence roused up by the green power of natural earth. The gems of life, sex, the starry flower between rapid fleeting generations. Strange dreams of talk in another language, words like the fleeting generations of all mankind. Swaddling bands, coffins, heralds, temples, pastoral letters to each lost diocese, mock birds, kisses, blowjobs, liberal schisms, geese, goblins, fancies, moons, wounds of the mind, uniting visions, affection, sincerity, and a garish. Josie Wales doesn't ravage her, nor embrace her ravages. There's something about the nature of their first meeting, the circumstance of rape and hairy shadowed lust that is a form of the night rain across the whole world. But that can't explain everything. For the envious skill of the rapist is repeated and doesn't diminish its force, but the ordering matters, as in the contest between Pan and Apollo. The first gives a static power and dignity to the woman in the trapper's hut. And as we move through time, we feel the historical progression towards the tragic repeat and imagined ill that Josie Wales, footsteps paved in clouds of fire, fucks her in the bright presence of everything that has happened is happening. Barum races where the moon has gone, there is an ape in the body and bad minds and reckless. Diminished portions of souls, that is the truth of eternity hounding the living as if believing it could be done. As if anything ends, fulfills in this innermost night that's hardly more than mere fancy. A wide wound, mine from mind, excavated and scarcely believed, scarcely real. Some dreams, Josie, are both busy and prophetic. Others, just banal medicine and a conjuring trick under stars and dumb trees. Josie Wales, your dream dies on your heart. Hers, everyone's.